So free trade. So free trade, this is when there's an agreement between countries to not have any barriers when trading goods. So for example, the European Union would have free trade where we can export and import goods from other member countries and not have any extra taxes or extra barriers put on top of the product or service that we're buying in. So a couple of barriers to trade would include a tariff. So this is a tax put on imports from another country to make them more expensive. For example, your customs duty or your excise duty that we pay on certain products like oil or tobacco. A quota then, this is a limit on the amount of goods that can be imported into a country of a particular good. So we can't import any more of that product. So you can only maybe import maybe 100 units and that's it. An embargo then, this is when a country puts a complete ban on a product being imported into a country to protect their own products. And a subsidiary then, so this is a direct payment to a producer. It reduces the cost of production and makes exports cheaper. For example, the EU payments to farmers for farming the land. Why do countries then put these barriers on? So number one, to protect their own indigenous industries. So new businesses may find it hard to compete with established companies from other countries. So goods imported from there are limited. To protect the domestic employment, so limiting imports protects jobs lost in Ireland. So it means that we still have a market to produce those products. To protect against cheap labor, and then national security to protect the spread of disease. So main reasons then for barriers to trade or examples of barriers to trade would be a tariff, a quota, an embargo, and a subsidiary. And the reasons then for barriers to trade, to protect the indigenous industry, to protect domestic employment, to protect against cheap labor, and then as part of national security.